She's so sweet. They'll probably eat dinner sometime together and shit. You treat them.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, we gotta go eat after this.
Yeah, that's that's real shit.
Y'all can come, you want to come with us?
Fucking with it.
We coming,
yeah,
but,
yeah, you know.
We might have another
everybody
game. Yeah, no, no. We, it's a gap. So that's why we're doing this one. And then we're going to a gap. So we got time to go eat.
Oh, the good, good.
I might drink brown on the get down.
What you mean? What you drinking now?
Reset. Drink a cup of milk and then drink the brown.
Drink them. I can't do milk.
I'm telling you.
Be around here farting and everybody.
One cup of milk. One cup of milk. It'll clean your slate and then you get on whatever you want to get.
It will clean your whole colon.
You think the Mexican restaurant got it?
No, it clean your slate. That's how you mix milk. Liquor. You mix liquor. You drink. It's not a lot. It's just like a little cup of
milk. Yeah, because I'm a girl.
Shot of milk, and then you get on whatever you want. That milk then got them other toxins. You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard of this in my life.
Because all I do is drink a bottle of water.
When somebody OD is like not doing too good on some type of drugs or something, they say, need to get a baby some milk.
Oh, I never heard that one, though. But I'm going to try it next time.
Milk, orange juice intensifies it. If you want to
intoxicate. Oh, I can see that.
Orange juice intensifies it.
Pass me that orange juice,
then. Yeah, I can see that. You know, I don't like
to mix. I'm a drugologist.
What's your favorite drink of choice?
For me? I'm sticking to tequila. I didn't have way too many. You know,
the ladies love tequila.
I had one too many times on vodka or any kind of. I don't do dark, but you know, Revanche was amazing. It was actually very smooth. I liked it.
That goes out to the lovely lady, Miss Wendy over
Miss
there.
Wendy.
We talk highly about you.
I do. Because
she dropped that commercial around Valentine's Day. And I just dropped it on everything we do because it's independent, it's in our junk. You know, I like supporting black own anything from cigars to cognacs and all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a black producer, so.
So how you feel about the state of your industry, the music industry, the fashion industry? How you feel about the state of it?
Well, you have a lawyer to read your big contracts. That's what I want to know.
Listen, everyone has a lawyer for everything, but I will say as far as the industry goes, fashion-wise, all of that music-wise, I actually am very impressed. I feel like it is getting better.
Yeah.
It's a whole new generation doing things now, so I feel like there's a lot of new ideas and a lot of more open ideas, especially everything that's going on. You have to be open to a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So I'm actually a lot of creativity going on. So I'm actually very excited and glad to be a part of this industry. You know, I have some good people on my team.
Yeah, that's what it's about, a good team.
People. Yeah.
Like, man, this nigga like the team, and then I found some other people, they doing things, and that's how you see this nice little studio with my new set of friends, because that other studio was kind of rough. You know what I mean?
No, you know what? You gotta start somewhere.
Like I say, this shit started. We was stealing, goddamn it. We was stealing somebody. You know, the apartment, and somebody apartments. They have a theater room.
What you mean?
He was going that bitch, locking their doors, and couldn't nobody get in that motherfucker. They was like, hey, what's going on? Me and my girl wanted to watch a movie. He was like, hey, we busy here, nigga. Get the fuck off.
Yeah, Kanye boy's been around for a while,
we had to figure this shit out.
I believe that.
Nah, it's working now because now you got to really read contracts and shit. It's getting a little.
Oh, that's getting good.
Crazy, yeah. And this way, you know, this way you start sending people on the Google ads and Instagram, Facebook promo. And
We're going to get that Kanye boy's mansion. It's going to be like the Playboy mansion, the black version.
Yeah, and then we
ain't going to be no little young ass goddamn chicks in there like Hugh Hefner.
Hey, fuck up.
Grown ass women in that bitch.
We getting a pool in the back. No water. All bitches.
Okay.
Ain't nobody getting like that yet.
Hey,
nobody.
I see gonna be like,
they gonna be alive too.
The bunny ranch. We gonna be.
I mean, if y'all can't swim, just say that.
I can't swim. I put my feet in the water.
I can skateboard.
I'm not trying to be in nobody's pool with
I
no
put
water.
My feet in the water. And then
you put your feet in bitches. Not water.
I don't put my feet in bitches, man. Fungus.
I told you the pool ain't gonna have no water in it.
You can fuck the pussy up, man. You can't put the
Hey, man, don't listen to me. We on this goddamn
nigga feet.
And I ain't drunk since I was young.
Nigga feet. These toes ain't manicured.
Hey, take care of your
motherfuckers
feet.
Ugly.
That's probably why you wear a size 12.
You're damn right.
You cut your toenails, you get a 6 and a half.
Hey, I wear my shoes in the shower.
Yeah.
It's your house.
Like, nah, I ain't even trying to see these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You are ignorant off the chain, brother.
That was a joke.
My feet are not ugly. I actually got pretty feet for a man.
Oh, okay.
I would never know.
Huh?
Who told you that? Because I'm pretty sure somebody had to tell you.
All the chicks that I took my socks off with.
They ain't suck your toes. They
ain't suck my toes because I don't like that shit.
You don't gotta like it.
Man, my feet are ticklish, man. Shit, like motherfucker, breathe on my feet.
This nigga stupid.
Be in that bitch trying to look all sexy and shit, then motherfucking chick kiss your feet.
You stop that.
Damn. podcast.
I'm ain't got, I ain't got nothing to do with Gab eating ass. No, I read the book though.
So yeah, just don't follow her ways. You know, like she a trendsetter. Don't be no ass eater.
Some niggas will leave your ass right now.
Oh.
Yeah, because she turned a little boy into a little. Hey, that's not a whole other story. Hey, go to commercial.
Nah, it ain't even about that. It's what D-Wade got there wearing them earrings that come down to his nipple and shit.
Well,
this nigga 6'19".
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah.
I might need
to get
one of
those. Hair green.
I might need to get one of those earrings that hook up to the nipple ring. I might start that. That might be something nice. You said
you're an R&B singer, you can get away with it.
Nah, you tripping.
That's not what you said.
You don't want your nipple.
Oh, that's not what you said.
You're talking about all the constantly.
Tell you, you get in a car accident, it's over.
I think it'd be cute. You know, maybe for a fashion show or like a photo shoot.
Okay.
So we want you to be relaxed. You know, your look ain't kicked in yet. We don't
know. Oh, I haven't started. I thought we were gonna do a toast.
Oh,
nobody
toasted. Oh yeah, we do that. Yeah. Shit.
Well, we toast.
You know, we.
Hey, we gonna toast and we already toasted.
You ready?
Yes.
Y'all want some? Y'all good? Or y'all can't drink on the job?
No, they can drink on the job.
Help yourself.
They can drink on the job.
They got little baby Beyonce.
I got you.
We're having a good time.
Hey, Ron.
Shout out to Ken and Shell. I love them, my team. So,
Shout
out to them. Yeah.
Shell, that's who? That's Ken.
Ken. We got Ken.
And then Shell.
Okay, chocolate girl.
She looks like a girl from Chicago, man.
She's cuter than her.
She is cuter than her.
She is cuter than her.
And the girl from Chicago got a gap. That's what when I shook her
she
hand.
She got a gap,
like,
too.
No, not like that girl from Chicago.
It's a little cute.
The girl from Chicago, she like the back of a hammer.
Don't, hey man, don't talk about her, man, because we got a little beef.
Y'all had a bad date.
I don't talk
y'all
about
had a
people.
Bad date.
Nah, it wasn't a bad date.
Nigga, it was. You called me. Man, what the fuck is wrong with her?
Nah,
I said she was
I'm
crazy.
I'm tell you what happened since we
she
even
was crazy.
Said her name.
Yeah, because what happened?
What happened was, right?
She was musky on the
look,
first
nah,
date.
Nah, what happened was, and nigga, this our podcast, we talk our shit. What happened was, goddamn, the girl, she liked me, right? She, I guess my hair and shit like that, she was like, oh, you just so fine and all that shit. I was like, cool, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the compliments. Okay. The many compliments, too. But she was, listen, at the time, I had an old lady and shit, right? I ain't got an old lady right now. Ladies, I'm single. Like,
okay.
In the other words of the Cardiac Boys, he's bitchless.
Yeah. Hey, I'm bitchless. I'm telling you, I'm single.
And I'm fuck nigga free, so yeah. There we go.
There you go.
Fuck nigga free. I heard that song.
Check this out. But check this out. At the time, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I need to write that, bro.
Listen, I'm a real individual. I'm a real individual. I ain't finna do my old lady like that if I got one. You know what I'm saying? You know, especially for somebody that don't look as good as her.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Especially.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Hey, them beautiful women drag you, don't they?
She was trying to.
Soul,
well, listen, she
you?
Was trying. Them ugly girls fuck like this the last day that they fucking.
But yeah.
So I ain't trying to even.
But finish telling them story about this ugly ass girl.
So I'm supposed. So I'm supposed to goddamn. She wanted me to come to a certain place where she was at.
Yeah.
And it was like she was setting me up. She was like, oh yeah, we friends. We ain't gonna do nothing. But we
oh yeah, that was blue balls.
No, hold on, but we gonna stay in the same hotel room because we friends, and you can sleep in your.
You
boxes.
Gonna say friends
I'm
too
like,
many times.
I'm like, and yeah, I just suck your dick a little bit. I was like, hold on, bitch. Wait a minute. Did you just say? She was like, nah. I said I was just gonna, you know, whatever. And then you know, I'm gonna fly back from Atlanta, so I'm supposed to get her. And my mindset told me, nah, at the time, I had seen, and I ain't trying to get all sad, I had seen a person decapitated on the highway in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, that's crazy.
Then one left, man. Yeah.
No, wait. I'm going to get to it, though. I'm
going
to get to it. But I took that, and
did you get
that person.
JJ
I sure
not?
Didn't. I sure didn't.
Oh, you did not.
I turned it down, goddammit.
But why?
You're a strong man.
Huh?
Why you turn it down?
Because.
She was musty.
She was musty. She was bald head, whole ratchet, and that shit kind of fun. And it was, I was like, man, I can't do that, because this bitch, she a Roger Dick with her tongue out. I was like, nah, I'll be fucked up over that.
Hey, these words.
No.
These words are brought to you solely by Kanye West, Ryan.
And I know me. Listen, if I might be cool until the goddamn door shut, and then I'll be like, wow. I'm no
oh
animal,
my
goddamn self. So I said, nah, in my head, I'm like, nah, this shit happened. I said, nah, yo, I'm going through some shit. I seen this, whatever. She's like, nigga, well, you need to pay for my plane ticket because I'm going to miss my flight because you ain't come get me. I was like, bitch.
Okay, what's your cash app?
What the fuck I look like? I ain't say what's your goddamn cash app. I said, shit, bitch, you on your own.
But she told her to come out.
No, she told me to come, and I ended up not going.
She from a pimping state.
Okay.
You know, so she was playing her pimping. Yeah. If he gonna pay for the plane ticket, then she probably would have gave you some once she got here.
Man, she would have gave me some wherever I wanted some.
But it probably would have been the worst sum that you ever got, you know?
I don't think it sounded pretty.
I just heard on the radio today. The woman said she's like dealing with a man that she was about to get married to, and she don't want to marry him because she's not physically attracted to him.
Okay.
So I didn't get that far.
Exactly.
I didn't get that far.
I don't know. I was just listening to the radio. Playing, I turned the station. I listened to what I was.
That's how motherfuckers be shooting shit up and shit.
As long as you don't go to the verge like that. But let's. Are you in a relationship? Are you married? Fuck us. We crazy.
Am I married or in a relationship? I just said I'm fuck nigga free.
Fuck nigga free.
F-R-E-E.
Shout out to all you fuck niggas.
You know?
Oh, okay. I ain't know what fuck nigga meant. I just thought it was a
compliment. That means she can get one of them swole niggas massages.
Like them big ass niggas on Instagram.
You know, honestly.
Nigga greasy and shit.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't have a type. Just please make me laugh. And we can have a good time. We can get some money together. You don't have like too many insecurities. Please.
Girl, get your ass out of here, fly wife.
You get three insecurities and that's it.
Girl, get your ass up out of here. You know I can make you laugh, girl. You can like Beyonce, little sister too.
No. So yeah, that's that. I'm living my life.
Yeah.
I gotta let these people hear what I like about you, man. Sing the hours, yeah. Do your version.
I'm not singing hours today.
I already paid you to follow that shit. You already paid me to follow that shit. You got a good voice though. I like that. You got you show a lot of different range and a lot of different styles. I just watch on Instagram. So tell these people your Instagram where they can go watch you. Yeah?
My Instagram is Desi Raquel, DesiRaquel. That is it.
And what you got coming up, love?
Oh, I have a whole bunch of stuff. Just follow me, watch out, look out for me. You're going to see me a little bit everywhere. So, you know, dip and dab. I got you.
What was up with that R&B video you did that Flip kept showing? What's the name of that?
Which one?
Were you the superstar? I saw you at the Fox. I saw old school limo.
Oh no, we had so much fun.
I know.
It was actually
eating at nice restaurants.
It was nice. We had a ball. It was actually a friend of mine. It was his song, his single, and he does R&B.
Remember the name of it?
Very soulful. No, I'm actually still waiting for it to come out because I really want to see it. We had so much fun, yeah. And so you know, shout out to him. It was nice. He's like a. I don't want to say Charlie Wilson, but it gives me Charlie Wilson vibes.
When I saw the video, it was a chubby guy.
He ain't wear that tight ass pants Charlie Wilson in the world, did he?
No.
Charlie is shaped.
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie was on the good cocaine from that era. That's why he's still alive now in this new shit. Charlie, you get some of this new fentanyl. Good luck to you.
Hey, he got him a white woman. She rolled.
A white woman keep you alive a long time. They get insurance policies on you, so you know not to die.
My little cousin, his little white girl, she be cleaning that nigga feet and shit.
Oh, you like feet?
No, I'm just saying.
You probably do got a feet. Like,
I'm just saying.
Friday ain't look down under the table.
He probably did already.
No.
What color is my toenails?
White.
So white.
Nope, Decatur green.
I was too busy looking at that onion. I was like, damn.
You male chauvinist, you.
God,
and we're going to go to commercial in 2 and 2.
I've seen it before, didn't I?
Oh, all right. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Kanye Boy podcast, man. Y'all been a great audience this evening.
Yes,
what is it? Is it night, evening?
After night.
Who knows, man?
Yeah, my shit started in the morning. So,
who knows? We've been drinking.
We're going to go down to the Mexican and get some El Tacos and Chalupas.
Unless y'all like
the chink. You like to fuck with the chink?
The chink? What, bro? You can't say that.
Yeah. That's Chinese food, man.
Oh, my goodness.
This ain't going to get Bruce Lee.
I can say what the fuck I want to say.
Let me rub my feet.
I say all disrespectful shit now that they legalized guns here. You don't gotta have no paperwork no more?
That nigga got a .22 goddamn revolver. You ain't gonna pull that bitch out and shoot it. I told you not to fuck with me.
I wish I did have something that small.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm comedian Ron the Dime, man, and we had a good time.
We had a good time.
Beautiful guests.
Thank you, Ms.
You know, you're always welcome to the podcast.
We got more for you, Desi. Because even like the, what's the name shit with Steve-O. Put you onto that, you know what I'm saying? Whoever your people's just handling your business, turn you on to that.
We flying out to do movie roles now. So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I'll turn you on that. You know where your I'm bone. At.
Mm-hmm. You know we invite at. You to the Kanye Boy Mansion when we get it. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Can you at least have a pool that does have water in it?
No, we're going to have water and shit.
Every house okay. we got water in the pool. Mm-hmm. You really think we swimming in bitches?
Yes.
This nigga is bitchless. Huh? And nobody likes me because I'm the mean guy.
I'm really bitchless. I'm really,
no, it's all right. You just got to change no up your cologne, man. Get off that Axe body spray, bro.
Nah, man. I don't got no hold, man.
I'm fucked up right now, man. My old lady left. Come on, me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay. Production. We out here. We're going to get some lunch. I'm sorry. We can do this shit all day.
Life. I got you, man. All right, man. We up out of here, man.